Voters apparently weren't shy about calling Republican committee members over their move to change the no-call law. And so, in its first meeting since the vote, Joint Finance Co-Chair Dean Coffert called off the dogs.
It's become quite clear over the last few days this is something that we shouldn't have did, probably.
1.3 million people in Wisconsin have added their names to the no-call list. Democratic Senator John Erpenbach authored the no-call law.
I'm glad the Republicans sort of came to their senses on this one and realized that they made a pretty big mistake.
Erpenbach says changes voted on last week would have gutted the law by exempting small businesses. Under the changes, small businesses were defined as having fewer than 25 full-time employees. Erpenbach says telemarketers could easily stay under the limit by simply hiring employees as private contractors. He says that way the sales calls would have kept on coming. The author of the no-call law changes says no one on the Joint Finance Committee is in favor of nuisance calls. But Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald says the current law hurts small business.
If you're a Tupperware lady and you have a Tupperware party and there's three women there and those three women give you a referral, in other words, call my sister-in-law, call somebody else, right now that person is in violation, breaking the law if they follow up on that referral. That's just flat out wrong.
Senator Erpenbach says he doesn't care who's calling.
My name is on that list for a reason. My phone number is on that list for a reason. I don't want to call from a Mary Kay Cosmetic representative, a Tupper representative, anybody. I don't want to call. And if I want to seek out what they're selling, I'll call them. They don't need to call me.
Republicans say they will seek changes to the law, probably through rule changes. Erpenbach says consumers should continue calling their legislators in support of the current law. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.